This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Baghdad on Friday, confronting security forces, including on two bridges leading from Tahrir Square to the heavily fortified Green Zone. One woman died after being struck in the head with a tear gas canister. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said more than 150 people were wounded when security forces opened fire with rubber bullets and tear gas. This month's protests in Iraq and similar demonstrations in Lebanon are fueled by local grievances and mainly directed at political elites. But they also pose a challenge to Iran, which closely backs both governments. Security forces have killed at least 250 people in Iraq in anti-government protests in the past month. Hong Kong police defended their crowd control actions on Halloween during a news conference Friday. Kong Wing Chung is with the Hong Kong police.
We have spotted around 20 to 30 mask protesters in the vendetta mask, chanting slogans, and we cannot assure or we cannot confirm whether they are violent or not.
On Thursday night, police fired tear gas to break up crowds in the Central Business District and were heckled by revelers complaining they were ruining the party spirit near the upmarket club district of Lan Kwai Fong. Meanwhile, Hong Kong is bracing for another weekend of protests following months of unrest that have plunged the Chinese-ruled territory into chaos. A police spokesman said that his office had received several applications for permission to demonstrate, all of which had been denied. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Turkey and Russia launched joint patrols on Friday in northeastern Syria under a deal that halted a Turkish offensive against Syrian Kurdish fighters. Reuters correspondent Emily Spickle has details.
A new military convoy rolling through northern Syria. These Turkish armored vehicles are heading to join their Russian counterparts. Ground and air units are also involved in the patrol. Overnight, the Turkish Defense Ministry said Turkey had handed over 18 men to the Russians. It's believed they are Syrian government soldiers who were detained in Syria near the Turkish border this week. At one point, this would have been an unlikely alliance. Russia is the Syrian government's most powerful ally, while Turkey has long backed Syria's rebel fighters. The Turkish-Russian deal last week allowed Syrian government forces to move back into areas around the border that they hadn't been to for years.
That's Reuters correspondent Emily Spickle. Spain has offered to host the next United Nations Global Climate Summit after the president of Chile said his country could no longer stage the event. We get details from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
UN Climate Chief Patricia Espinoza says officials have accepted Spain's offer to host the COP25 conference from December 2 to 13 in Madrid after previous host Chile pulled out at short notice. Chile's president couldn't as well proceed with a summit of Asia-Pacific leaders, saying he must instead focus on restoring security in his country, following weeks of protests in which at least a dozen people have died. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations Migration Agency, the IOM, has called for the unconditional release of a female volunteer and a four-year-old child who were abducted in South Sudan on Sunday morning. Spokesman Paul Dillon added that all possible action is being taken to secure their safe release.
All possible action is being taken with the goal of trying to get our colleague released from her abductors immediately without preconditions.
The woman and child were caught in a gun battle between two armed groups, which also claimed the lives of three IOM humanitarian workers. The volunteers were manning an Ebola screening point on the border between South Sudan and the DRC. And former Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke has dropped out of the 2020 presidential campaign. O'Rourke said on Twitter that he is proud of championing issues like gun control and climate change, but he lacks the means to move forward. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.